Hi, my name is Dr. Mark Allendary, and I'm an infectious disease specialist in New Orleans.
Hi, my name is Hope Hickerson, and I'm a health education specialist and reporter. This is the Noise Filter Podcast, where an infectious diseases physician,
that's me, and a health education expert,
that's me, talk to healthcare professionals about what you need to know about COVID-19, as well as community and public health.
For more information about Noise Filter, your public health podcast, and to watch and share our incredible informative animations, please visit us at noisefiltershow.com.
And if you like what you hear, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to us. So let's get started. Anti-vaxxers encourage people to leave ICUs.
What? No way. What's this story about? I can't believe this.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Social media platforms have really tried to regulate anti-vaccine groups that spread COVID conspiracy theories and misinformation. However, some anti-vax Facebook users have found ways around the restrictions and are now spreading even more dangerous information.
Yikes. Now, according to NBC News, some people in anti-vaccine and pro-ivermectin Facebook groups believe conspiracy theories claiming that doctors are preventing unvaccinated patients from receiving miracle cures or even killing them on purpose so they can receive government payouts. Conspiracy theories have even pushed the idea that the antiviral drug remdesivir and the use of ventilators are drowning unvaccinated patients. And let me tell you, as somebody who has worked in COVID units throughout the pandemic, in reality, unvaccinated patients are actually dying of the debilitating effects that COVID has directly on the lungs.
Anti-vax groups are telling those with COVID-19 to stay away from hospitals and instead try dangerous at-home treatments. These groups have claimed that removing COVID patients from hospitals is pivotal so that they can self-medicate with ivermectin.
Hold on. Ivermectin, an anti-parasitic drug. It's a drug for parasites. And I just want to remind everybody that COVID is a virus. Again, it's the same analogy that I use over and over again. It's like trying to put gasoline into a tricycle. It does not make sense. All right, go ahead, Hope. I'm sorry.
No, that's exactly right. The good thing is that patients begin to realize that ivermectin by itself is not effective. So the groups have begun recommending a series of increasingly hazardous at-home treatments, such as gargling with iodine and nebulizing and inhaling hydrogen peroxide as part of a so-called protocol. The Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America has even had to come out and put out a warning against nebulizing hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah, I would imagine they probably did, right? Because it doesn't make sense. Again, no. It's like trying to fill up your tricycle with gasoline.
Right.
Tricycles don't run on gasoline.
Not at all.
A Harvard Medical School physician defines the phenomenon of patients deferring potentially life-saving care from doctors to try unproven cures pushed on Facebook. And they say that it's vigilante medicine, medicine being practiced by lay people who are reading groups created by other lay people in echo chambers and silos that, like someone in the anti-vax movement, is actually profiting from, said the physician. As Facebook has cracked down on groups and content with explicit anti-vaccine names and messages, groups with names like the Ivermectin MD team have popped up in their place, garnering tens of thousands of followers. In those pro-ivermectin spaces, endorsements of the vaccines are actually mocked or viewed as a government plot, while unproven drugs are hailed as alternatives.
So any social media group that readily spreads conspiracy theories instead of encouraging people to seek medical advice from a licensed health provider is not looking out for your best interests. Please hear us when we say that.
Yes, indeed.
Talk with your doctor if you have any questions about COVID vaccines and treatments.
Hope, just give me your thoughts about, like, where are we as a society that this is a situation that we find ourselves in, right? I mean, this is crazy, isn't it?
It's mind blowing. And it's so scary that I don't know what to do. You know, my children are 6 and 4. It's like, where are we going to be when they get to the age where they're on social media and stuff? Like, I right. just cannot, I don't know what's happening in the world right now.
Yeah. It's frustrating. I mean, these groups will just have a new name and then they'll be able to garner tens of thousands of followers.
Yes. Yes. And people believe it. That's the scary thing. Like, you're willing to believe it rather than listening to doctors or credible sources.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Research underway about periods and vaccines. Nearly 1 year after the COVID-19 vaccines began to be distributed in the U.S., the National Institutes of Health has committed $1.6 million in funding to explore potential links between COVID-19 vaccination and menstrual changes. Reported by ABC News, the research funding comes months after people began to share on social media their experiences of long-term period side effects after being vaccinated.
You see, tens of thousands of people documented their side effects in an online database created by researchers Catherine Lee of Washington University and Catherine Clancy from the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, who began to collect data after each said they experienced unexpected menstrual cycles after receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. Dr. Candace Tiggin, Program Director for the Gynecological Health and Disease Branch at the National Institutes of Child Health and Human Development, said the researchers will study everything, including menstrual cycle changes reported on period tracking apps, menstrual changes in people with endometriosis and those trying to get pregnant, and people who have not been vaccinated and teenagers.
They will be examining how the vaccines may have affected flow, cycle length and pain, as well as exploring why COVID-19 vaccines may cause changes. Dr. Tiggin also said, exactly like you'd see on a medication that it may cause drowsiness, we want to say to women, if you get a booster, if you get a vaccine, you might have a slightly heavy period for a cycle or two. That's information we'd want when we go in to get vaccinated so we know how to prepare. And as a woman, I agree with that. Like, I would like to know that up front. Experts in the medical community agree menstrual changes potentially linked to COVID-19 vaccines are likely to be temporary, and current evidence suggests that the vaccine has no impact on current or future fertility.
A possible explanation for temporary changes to period timing, flow, and pain may have to do with how the body responds to physical and emotional stresses. COVID-19 itself is a stressor and can lead to irregular menstrual cycles for some people. Menstrual changes are also controlled by the hypothalamus and the pituitary gland in the brain, along with the ovaries, which use hormones as signals. These hormone signals can be disrupted when the body goes through changes that occur with an infection and even a vaccine.
So the new research will reach as many as 500,000 participants, including transgender and non-binary people as well. It will help to answer many questions and dispel myths surrounding the vaccine.
I'm so looking forward to the results on this study.
100%, yes. Thanks for listening to Noise Filter, your public health podcast.
Be sure to subscribe to the Noise Filter podcast, follow us on social media, and to leave us a review, letting us know your favorite part of the show.
You can find me, Hope Hickerson, at www.hopehickerson.com.
And you can find me at Dr. Mark Allen Derry or at the Dr. Derry, that's D-R-D-E-R-Y.
You can follow us at Noise Filter on Instagram, Noise Filter NOLA on Twitter, and to see and share our amazing animations and to find out more information about us and the show, go to noisefiltershow.com.
Just as a reminder, COVID-19 and the human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, do share the same risk factors. We are so grateful to our sponsors, Access Health Louisiana, and to the South Central AETC. You can learn more about them at www.scaetc.org. Hope, any last words?
Yeah, stay well out there, folks, and continue taking the steps to keep yourself and your loved ones healthy. That includes exercise, a good diet, and seeing your healthcare provider regularly.
And protect yourselves and others by getting the COVID-19 vaccine, wearing a mask, and social distancing wherever possible. As an infectious diseases doctor, I also want to share with the healthcare providers in our audience that the HIV Care Tools app was recently launched by the AIDS Education and Training Center, the AETC. And it's a fantastic tool for ensuring your patients have access to the best standard of care. I encourage you all to check it out. And remember, health is a human right.